Gaelic come away with another draw, rain affected again. How do you feel that game went?
I thought we played some good cricket. You know, I thought we could have bowled them out for cheaper than the runs they got in the end. After being 6 for 2, I don't think we put the ball in good areas consistently. After that, really, and fair play to, you know, Simon Cowell, chanced his arm a bit. But I thought we battled hard with the bat to get near him, and you know, when it's rain affected like that, it's difficult to get some out of the game.
Have you forgiven Phil Jakes yet for running you out?
Yeah, just about. That happens in cricket. He got his runs, so I would have liked to spend a bit of time at the crease, but these things happen.
Anson McGrath coming at number 6, really did add experience and a bit of fight to the Yorkshire reply.
Yeah, he's been good for us in that middle order of late. He played a fantastic knock at Scarborough, and also here when, you know, the game could go either way, and he'd come in and with his experience, he just steadies the ship, and it was a brilliant knock for us.
This time last week we were celebrating a dramatic victory in Bristol, a bit more lacklustre today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we tried to set some up, but the game just didn't really allow it. There weren't enough time left in it for them to bowl us out or us to get the run, so we couldn't really compromise on anything.
Perhaps you were saying that they'd offered you a target to go for. Was it not something that you were happy with?
Not really. I mean, you know, the Gloucester wicket compared to the Headingley fourth innings, you know, last week at Gloucester, it was really a second day pitch, not a fourth day pitch. And that was a tough wicket to chase 270 down, what they wanted us to chase off 45 overs. I just thought it was too much, really. And we would have had to throw some serious lob ups in 8 overs for them to get anywhere near. So we couldn't compromise on it, really.
Is there any worry that the bowling attack maybe isn't as toothy as it might be at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, the backup bowlers aren't striking as well as we would like. You know, Ian Wardlow's got some work to do. He keeps going up 4 and 5 and over. He knows that. And also, Adil Rashid isn't bowling as well as we would like as well. But all we can do is keep working hard, and hopefully at some point they'll come good. But, you know, we've got Mitchell Starc to come in. But we do need the second string, if you like, to start performing a bit better.
You mentioned Mitchell Starc there. He's going to be making his Yorkshire debut tomorrow in the CB40. Looking forward to seeing him in action after he's been on the plane for so long.
Yeah, it's been good to have around this week. He's been around the dressing room. He seems excited at the prospect of playing tomorrow, and he's put some hard work in with the second team as well at Wheatwood this week, so I'm excited to see what he's got.
And Derbyshire have been a little bit of a bogey team in one day cricket, haven't they, of late, so it'd be nice to get one over on them.
It will. They've got some good players in there. They're a tricky team and they're in good form at the moment in Championship cricket, so I'm sure they'll be full of confidence, and we're going to make sure we're on our game.
Well, we'll play this week.
Cheers.
Cindy.